5 minutes English.
The name Sherlock Holmes in the account.
Welcome to Downton.
Never 5 minutes.
Season 3.
我们的微信公众号已经开通了，我们每天早上6:30会有一条带有语音的图文，每天呢我们都会讲一个字典里面查都查不到的俏皮话啊，或者是每个单词都认识你但是你就不认识它的词。那在公众号里还有我们每一期的文稿，节目里面有听不懂的地方就可以看文稿了。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。
那今天在我们的微信公众号里回复3009给你看今天的文稿。
Hi everyone,
大家好
I'm 黄色背景 Jerry
我是爆炸头 Alex
我们在悉尼为大家广播欢迎大家收听五分钟为什么他妈我们英语中文是反过来
就是啊这是你写的呀我们在悉尼为大家广播欢迎大家收听五分钟英语
We are broadcasting from Sydney and welcome to Yellow Background 5 Minutes English Show Season 3
英国历史实在是太复杂了对吧但是有中国历史复杂吗
They're both pretty complicated
英国历史没有很多战争的
But that doesn't mean it's simple. No, no, actually, Chinese history is about war, right?
And yeah.
European history is about religion.
哎，这其实就是英国的朝代的更迭，或者说欧洲的大部分的朝代更迭，跟中国的朝代更迭是不一样的。
Yes.
中国的朝代更迭绝对就是打仗革命。
Yes.
推翻一个王朝，而英国的朝代更迭，全是这个家族绝嗣了。在他的谱系当中找一个最近的同样也是贵族的家族、yeah. 过来继承他、这个、
and the thing is everyone is happy with that that's like surprising right
对啊
China people would be like no I want to be king right
对啊我就要把你弄死、yeah. 对啊
but I also think it's because China is a lot bigger like the land you control、
oh,
is much bigger right
对而且就是中国一定要分封而且分封之后下面的人容易壮大你英国我他妈英王你原来还不像现在他妈英至少他现在是整个一岛吧、
yeah.
原来还没啊原来还三分之一的岛哎、啊、
Yeah, exactly.
你他妈分下去就算我是国王我占你那么大一块我分到那个公爵是最大的吧你分到公爵也就相当于现在中国一个区吧
Yeah.
分到男爵一个村儿、
yeah.
对吧
Yeah.
分到最下面就几间房子了、
so, Yeah, exactly. So it's...
所以你想呀当年希腊打仗已经说什么气势汹汹最大的一场战斗啊什么的乱七八糟、哎、但我不知道是不是最大了什么斯巴达500勇士800勇士
yeah, yeah Spartan yeah
800还500我忘了
I don't remember
你想秦朝的时候中国打仗就是已经几十万人啊
yeah
这他妈的怎么比啊
exactly
anyway 好我们今天又要讲歌了对吧
yes
Jerry、
right.
你来唱吧 Ladies first
no There's no point in me singing this song because, first of all, I'm not an American.
Yeah, you
right,
are.
So I'm not qualified to sing American Idiot. That will、yeah. make me racist.
那你赶紧写一首啊 Australian Idiot.
Australian Idiot. Don't wanna be Australian Idiot. Don't wanna be like Woolix and be a beat about.
够了啊 American Idiot. 我他妈读的也像 Idiot. Don't wanna be.American Idiot 这首歌啊，这首歌是04年的时候、
yes.
Green Day 唱的，对吧
？Yes，
这个名字特别有深意，你不发觉吗 ？Green Day， 你翻成中文是什么？绿日，戴了绿帽子还要被日。
I probably should cut that out. Anyway, so Green Day, American Idiot by Green Day is not as deep.Or not as confusing, I should say.、
Mm.
Not as confusing as Viva La Vida.、
Mm.
But it still tries to send out a message to the general public、
mm-hmm.
or the Americans.
它要 send 什么 message out 呢美国人都是傻逼
Yes, they are.
我这个不能说的。澳洲跟美国还是盟友来。
Oh yeah, I know.
澳洲打仗还要靠美国打来。其实这首歌的我们不叫艺术家。
我们叫什么
艺术家是指所谓的啊。就我觉得这种提法也不是很好就所谓的、高雅艺术的这些创作者我们叫艺术家
高雅是
高雅艺术比如说音乐里面古典音乐我们叫艺术家、通俗音乐不叫艺术家
那叫什么
叫创作者比较多、或者是大师
哦，大师啊，乌里克斯乌大师，
但真的不太会，就是说，我觉得是可以叫艺术家，如果在通俗音乐上面也很有成就，也可以叫艺术家，但是不太多这么说。
哦 ，OK。So what is an artist in Chinese?
其实是我不太同意这种说法，但是是通常来说，大家认为是这么认为的。艺术家指的就是要跟所谓的，就是中国的文化，它分俗跟雅两。比如说、
okay.
俗，就比如说唱流行歌曲，
yeah.
俗；雅，比如说你听古典音乐会，这叫雅。
Yeah. OK，
嗯，这是一般的文化认同。
OK，
啊、
yeah, ，
但现在其实不是那么明确了，
yeah, okay.
因为现在讲究雅俗共赏。
So after all this discussion, what is artist in Chinese?
没有，我知道你说的这个 artist 是什么意思。
Yeah, so,
比如说 artist 在英文里面意思就是创作者的意思。
Yes，
对吧？它不是说艺术家。
Okay.
不是这种指。比如说在那个 Apple 的那个 album 里面设定 artist 就是这个专辑的创作者是谁，
yeah, exactly.
或者演唱者是谁，
yeah,
对吧？
Pretty much.、嗯、anyway, as long as we get that straight,、嗯、everything else is right.
啊，这首歌的 artist。就想表达媒体对美国人的这个影响。
Yes、
他们说什么就信什么，就媒体写什么人民就信什么。
Yes，
所以他说 Don't want to be an American idiot， 就是我不想做傻逼。
Green Day is trying to say with the first line, well, the entire song、he's basically trying to say don't be consumed by the American media、which he says is full of lies、
这首歌2003年推出的时候正好是在打伊拉克战争啊，对吧？所以专辑的主题像它封面一样的，就是反战的。它封面就是拿了一个手榴弹，
yeah,
对吧？
That's right.
你看人家多会自嘲啊，说自己是 American idiot 还反战。
Yes, basically. So I guess he's trying to say a lot of things, including things about like the new media and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. 那这个 new media 是什么呢？是指什么呢？
Well, I looked it up in a dictionary. A new media,、yeah. a new media.
Newbedia. Newbility.
Newbedia. And I looked it up in the dictionary, and new media is basically media that is new. Okay, so new media is basically digital media. So anything that... So new forms of giving out information, basically, is new media.
New media 其实就是所谓的新媒体。
Yeah.
其实现在哪有 new media? 就是 media. 它只是换了一个形式吧。所以内容都是一样的呀。
That's right. So basically, traditional media, you can think of it as television, newspaper, radio,、
yeah. magazines,
newsletters, gazettes,、
yeah.
anything else, new media.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Green Day is trying to say that, you know, the media, the technology is now able to more control people, like to control people better, or to like give out information that is more subjective.、
其实就是说媒体啊，这首歌其实就在讲，就是媒体说啥。民众就会屁颠屁颠什么都信，对吧？ Jerry 啊、
yeah.
这个 subliminal
subliminal
到底怎么读，自己查字典去。我现在不相信你了。
Fine then.
Subliminal
Subliminal, yeah, exactly. What the hell? Subliminal.
你前面读什么？
Subliminal.
Okay. 这个 subliminal motherfucker America 是什么？
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Can you please read properly? There's not the, like the second letter is different to the.
我就看到 MF that motherfucker. Subliminal mindfuck America 什么意思啊？
Subliminal mindfuck America.
Yeah.
Subliminal.
First of all, is subliminal 是什么意思？
Subliminal is like something below the consciousness.
Oh, 就是潜意识。
Yes.
对吧？就 subliminal 就是潜意识是吧？
Yes.
那这个 mindfuck 呢？就是春梦里就在去那个啪啪啪吗？就是那个做梦的时候啪啪啪吗？
Yes.
Finding in your mind.
Yes.
春眠不觉晓，处处听你叫。夜来翻过身，再来一炮。我刚写的。
Okay, so mindfuck is actually a really
拼呀。
Okay, mindfuck, M-I-N-D-F-U-C-K.
Yeah.
One word.
Yeah.
It's a word that's very commonly used at school or at uni.
Oh, 就在读书的时候用的。
Well, try not to use it because it has the F word inside.
Okay.
So, oh, actually, if you don't want to swear, you can use mind blown. It's the same thing. Mind fuck basically means something that makes you really confused. So something really, really difficult or like complex that makes you really confused and you have no idea what's going on.
就是很搞不清楚的一件事情的意思。
Yes.
对吧 ?Mind fuck. 就是搞脑子的。就把你脑子搞得就乱七八糟的。
Yes, that's right. That's why it's a mind
fuck. 挺好挺好记得。
Yes, it mind fucks you, basically. Yeah, so subliminal mind fuck is like saying that America, well, not America, but like the media, right?
Yeah.
People controlling the media is trying to screw your mind.
其实他就在讲大家都在无意识的在接受这个媒体的这个信息。
Yes.
不单单是新闻了对吧
?Yes.
就输出的这些价值观啊什么的。
Yes, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
Screw your mind, 就是 fucking mind.
Yes.
Screw 其实可以跟 fuck 对等的
yes,
yes 比如说 f*** you 也可以说 screw you
Yes Jerry screw is nicer
Jerry 在公司里面啊一会儿 f*** you screw you far out beat the mill GG 哎呦我现在都学会了
Oh no I'm a bad influence
You are what you are
I am what I am、yeah. To be or not to be
To shall be or to To shall be
Season 2 Shakespeare, episode 107,
yeah.
I think, something around there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
哎，我们可以下次再讲那个莎士比亚，很多挺好玩的。他其实是一个很幽默的一个人。
He is.
对吧
?Except people don't understand him nowadays.
对，他们只会觉得莎士比亚就埋头写东西的那种，他还是一个剑客来。
Yes.
对吧
?Yes.
应该有空讲讲。
Yeah, okay.So yeah, if something is difficult, like we always used to say in year 12, our math questions were a mindfuck because they were so difficult. Like our teacher taught us whatever today and it was a mindfuck because we didn't understand.
就等于说你说这个东西超级难你就可以说这个东西是 mindfuck.
Yes.
就比如说我小时候就觉得英语 is mindfuck. 背单词 is mindfuck.
Yes.
我们马上要出一个背单词的节目了谢谢大
家。这个软广告插得怎么样very, very impressive. No mind fucking at all.
真的，妈，原来读高中、读初中，一天到晚让我背课文。It's mind fuck.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, 就是你可以说 today's lesson was a mind fuck. I have no idea what the hell was going on.
Oh, very good. very good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for reading out what I've written. Thank you.
最后一个问题啊 ，fuck God 是什么意思？
Faggot.
Faggot. F-A-G-G-O-T 是什么意思、啊、是你吗
No. A faggot is someone who is gay.
那就是你吗
Shut up.
哎，为什么是 faggot 呢
I really don't know, actually.
哦，好吧，就是 no reason,
you
no
can,
way.
You can use faggot to, like, the same way you use asshole and douchebag and stuff.
哦，一个意思对吧
Yeah, but it means...Someone who is gay. Yeah, but you can use it in the same way as you use other things.
Yeah.
Like I can call you a faggot, but you're not.
No, you can't. I can call you a faggot,
but I'm not gay. All right, All that's right. enough for now. We will continue tomorrow.
好，那我们今天节目就到这里了。我们下期见。
All right. 大家可不要忘了在微信公众账号里回复3009，就可以看到今天的文稿啦。Bye. Wow. Wow.
如果大家喜欢我们的话可以在苹果 Podcast 和荔枝 FM 里搜索每日五分钟英语那个黄色背景的爆炒楼就是我们了喜欢我们的话可以订阅我们的节目或者给我们评论五星以资鼓励也可以在微博或者微信给我留言我每条都会回复的也欢迎大家转发我们的节目让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来大家如果喜欢我们的节目的话可以加我微信号不是微信公众账号是我私人微信号 ALEX 下划线 CQ 下划线 YU 但只有每天晚上7点到8点才能搜索到哦大家也可以在节目下方看到我的微信号复制粘贴就可以了但是在微信里抢得到抢不到红包那就得看缘分了哈哈哈哈